It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does about every other week, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. I'm going to talk about the goings-on of Emery County. You know, we're starting to head into the fall months, but that doesn't mean that things stop happening in Emery County. One of the biggest events of the year is going to happen the first weekend in October. That's the Bouldering Festival there at Joes Valley. We also have the Paranormicon coming up the middle of October at the Museum of the San Rafael. We're going to shine a spotlight on the Assessor Auditor's Office. Commissioner Leonard likes to talk about one of the departments every week when he comes on and give a little shout out to them and the work that they do. And then we'll wrap up everything talking about the latest commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you.
So how are things going in Emery County right now?
Good. We have the high school sports going on, so it's nice to hear the crack of the pads and golf season and volleyball. So it's our community's enjoying those sports, and it's good to get the community out to those events.
Always a lot going on with athletics when the school year rolls around, and it's always fun to get out and support your local team. So please check your schedules and get out there and do that, because these kids work their butts off, and you know what, go out, give them a little bit of support, show them a little bit of love. Now let's get into this, because as I said, this is probably one of the biggest events that goes on over there every year, because it draws so many people. And it is the Joes Valley Bouldering Fest, and it's happening the first weekend in October. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes. This is a fantastic event. A lot of you might know that rock climbers like the cooler weather to climb on the boulders, to boulder. And they're having the Joes Valley Fest that first weekend in October. They're having a mini rodeo where the rock climbers are able to ride bulls and do some of the things that we like to do in our community. They'll also have climbing clinics for those that are interested in climbing and getting, introduced to the sport. But they also have a lot of other activities. They have, pizza making at the local pizza and making donuts and beef jerky at Ungerman. So a lot of the goal is to bring the rock climbers into our local businesses so they can get to know each other. And when the rock climbers are here, they're spending money and coming into our community. So really good event. If you want to go to joesvalleyfest.com to look at the schedule, it should be a great time and always fun.
And the thing about Joes Valley, for those that may not know, it is not like nationally known. It is a world-renowned area for bouldering. It's crazy when you start reading up on Joes Valley and the amount of people from around the world that come here to boulder up there. And it's just amazing, and it's so great that they've found a way to get people here and to have and enjoy this big festival. Then coming up October 13th and 14th at the Museum of the San Rafael, and if you're like me, you enjoy this kind of stuff, it's Paranormicon.
Yes, it's if you're into that, I always get a little nervous when I watch scary movies, but you know what, ParanormalCon, great opportunity to come and rub shoulders with those that are interested, and also vendors and events and fun things going on that weekend. You can go to the Museum of the San Rafael .com, I believe, to get more information on that event.
And yeah, and all the information there is that they have, as you said, they have vendors, they have guest speakers, they usually will throw a movie or two in there. It's always a lot of fun. So if you're interested, head on over for that. Now let's take a moment, kind of shift gears. And as I said, you always like to kind of point out or spotlight one department over there. And the department that you've chosen, it's a busy time of year for them, isn't it? And it's the Assessor and the Auditor's Office.
Yes. Those offices have been instrumental in our Board of Equalization. So those of you that don't know what that is, we have our property taxes, and we talk about those property taxes and what we can do to help our community. property taxes have gone up. And so we've had a lot of meetings to try to help those in our community overcome some of those things. The veterans, and then those homeowners that have other tax credits that they've applied for. And so we've worked together with those offices to help our community through their challenges, as well as trying to help those that anyway, it's a long process to the property tax and things like that. So great to work with those offices.
And once again, you know, make sure you're checking those when they come out. Make sure you check your statement when it comes out and make sure that everything is right in there, because that's where the assessor's office and the auditor's office come into play, is they can help you kind of wade through it and make sense of it all. That's the best, I guess, the best way to explain it.
Yeah, thank you for filling that in, for sure. And in the future, I mean, there, you know, always reach out if you have questions on property tax explanations, things like that.
All right, and let's wrap up with all the latest info from the last commission meeting.
Yeah, so just a couple things to mention. We the first one to mention would be the Jurassic Park Monument Road. So this is the road that goes out to the dinosaur quarry that some of you know, but it's the Jurassic Park Monument. We needed to postpone that project. It was getting expensive. The project was bid around COVID, and costs have gone through the roof. So we're going to step back, reevaluate that project, and potentially look at other grants and funding and decide what we want to do with that road. So we have backed out of that project, if some of you are aware of that one. Some other things that we talked about, the sheriff's office has been going after grants. They're looking at getting body cams for some of their officers. They're looking at other grants, you know, working with the BLM and then emergency management and safety. So we did have a lot of discussion and agenda items on the sheriff's office and ways that that we can work together to help them succeed and make our community safer and a better place to be. One other thing to mention would be our rural county grant project. So we have a $200,000 application that we put into the state for projects that we want to work on. We have some effort out at the research center that we want to use some of those funds for. We also want to help fund our junior entrepreneurs through that $200,000, as well as economic development activities, and also our Main Street grant program that we can help our businesses. So we're excited about some of those projects through the rural county grant, through the state, to try to support our community as well. But yeah, it was a good commission meeting. And hopefully that we can get these projects done and move forward.
All right, so that's all. That wraps up everything that's going on. Of course, like I said, we try and talk to you about every 2 weeks, right after a commission meeting. It'd bring everybody up to speed. We thank you for taking the time out. We appreciate it, and we're going to let you back to it, okay?
Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Once again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.